WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Iowa continue to investigate the school shooting Thursday in Perry that left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt. Those who survived are telling their stories. Ninth grader Anthony Ubaldo saw the suspect in the bathroom before the shooting.
It's just traumatizing because honestly, he could have just killed me then and there and I wouldn't be here right now.
The suspect, a 17-year-old student, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. President Biden today will deliver his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it will focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East for the fourth time since the Hamas-Israel war began. The U.S. is seeking to prevent a regional escalation. Next hour, the Labor Department's December jobs report will be released. Economists are projecting it will show that 170,000 jobs were added last month. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After the results of a parent survey, the Baraboo School District is looking to begin an optional full-day four-year-old kindergarten. Parents, along with district officials and city and county partners, began discussing a full-day 4K option last spring. The potential for a full-day option was discussed at the school board meeting on December 11th. One of the reasons for full-day 4K is bridging achievement gaps and increasing student performance overall. If approved by the school board, the elective program would be offered for the 2024-2025 school year. A decision on full-day 4K would likely come either in January or February. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We see a few flurries toward morning. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow. Won't be much accumulation, but could be enough to make things a little slick. Our high tomorrow, 34. If you need help with back taxes, give Tax Solutions Now a call. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
Relax, don't
99.7 Max FM.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. We're gonna take some time to do the things we never cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Toto, there is Africa. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Happy Friday, Finn. It's almost another weekend.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Exciting stuff. My goodness. Now, do you guys have big plans at your house this weekend, or are you just going to kind of chill out? Because it feels like very chill out type of weather and time of year and all of that kind of stuff right now.
What's our forecast look like this weekend? I mean, it seems like it's been getting colder over the past couple of days, right?
And
it's starting to actually feel like winter now.
And I don't want to scare anybody because we're a few days off of it, but it looks like maybe Tuesday we could actually see a real possibility of some snow. And Corey and I were talking about it the other day because obviously we always look ahead at this kind of stuff. And we also have to get Max back to Milwaukee so that he can run the Wauwatosa City meeting on Tuesday night, so we might have to leave Monday and then come back later in the week because he still plans on coming here to eat our food, use our water, and let me do all of the cooking and the washing before he has to go back to adulthood. And I said to Corey, I said, should he leave Monday? And Corey's like, we'll watch it over the weekend. But he's like, you know, 50 miles north, it could be all rain. 50 miles south, it could be a big snowstorm. So we're keeping an eye on it. And again, too far out to really know anything at this point, so I don't want to scare anybody. But this weekend, not so bad. Tomorrow, we could see some light snow, especially in the morning. Nothing that could really accumulate too much, as far as I understand. But it's just one of those nice little snow showers that could make the roads really slick, because we all know how people suddenly forget to drive in the snow and then end up in the ditch. But then Sunday looks not so bad. I mean, maybe a few clouds hanging around, maybe some peaks of sun. But really, we're going to just hang out in the mid-30s for quite a while now. That's just pretty much where it's going to stay for
at least the foreseeable future. For me, that's what that sounds like, just kind of hanging out here at home kind of weekend.
Yes. And I don't know what's on our agenda, because obviously the kid turns 20 on Sunday. Now, Max is not big into birthdays. Mama is big into birthdays, but I try to respect their wishes and not go too over the top, right? Because I understand my kids are pretty low-key. So they've never done the big birthday parties, anything like that, because that would have been too overwhelming for them when they were really small. They would have probably been in a corner crying instead of having a good time. Mm-hmm. So we would do the parties where it was like one or two friends, and we'd have all these really fun games and all these really fun activities. Now, my kids were both winter kids, right? So their birthday parties always kind of sucked, because it was usually sledding or ice skating or something like that. You know, you couldn't really do anything that exciting. And we were in South Dakota, so let's face it, there's not a lot to do anyway. So we were kind of always at the mercy of whatever Mother Nature was throwing at us. So I said to Corey, I said, should we get him something this year? Because he still wants to do all of the lights, the LED, RGB lights throughout his apartment. Well, we got him some when he moved in. They were pretty low. They were pretty like low budget lights. Let's just be honest. We'd spent a lot trying to set up this apartment, so lights were the last thing that we cared about.
Yeah.
And we've been promising the kids since October that we would upgrade them and finish out the entire perimeter of the ceiling of his apartment. Well, we suck again, and we haven't done that. So I said to Corey, I said, maybe this is where we upgrade the lights and then take a weekend, you know, here in January and go actually over there and get his lights up for him. The problem is my husband's out of town. He's very busy. I haven't talked to him since yesterday morning when he walked out the door at 7:20. And that was literally a have a great day conversation, and he was gone. So obviously I am not the expert in ordering lights at all in our, obviously, I mean, for obvious reasons. There is no possible way I would even know what I am doing. I say that sarcastically because that's what the boys in the house would say. It's up to Dad. However, Dad's busy. Dad hasn't ordered anything. And here we are on Friday with a birthday on Sunday.
So it does fall on you.
It does. And so now I'm not really sure what we're going to do, because I don't know if we're going to do the lights, if we're going to do those in conjunction with something else. I have no idea. There's a lot of football on this weekend, which honestly, if I would just make Max a birthday cake, probably his favorite meal, which would maybe be some version of homemade mac and cheese that he doesn't have to make, maybe some sort of spaghetti, something like that, he would probably be very content to sit here all day in his jammies and do absolutely nothing and just kind of forget it was his birthday, because that's just how he is. But We shall see. We shall see. Because, I mean, 20 is kind of a big one. I mean, not as big as 21, although the biggest thing Max will probably do on his 21st birthday is drink some sparkling apple cider. I don't see him partaking in all of the, you know, bar hopping festivities.
The usual rites of passage kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, not my kid. Can't even smell beer without gagging. Can't even look at, like, alcohol without thinking it's the most disgusting thing on earth. So probably not going to have to worry too much about his 21st birthday. So 20 is a pretty big one, though. That's two decades of life in. I mean, we've kept him alive this long. So I feel like there has to be some sort of monumental celebration that goes into that, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, my kid was like, I need some stuff at Costco. I was like, that's how you want to celebrate your birthday? I
said, Lowered expectations.
I said, that's how I celebrate my birthday, and I'm super old. I said, maybe, like, let's, you know, do something more exciting. It's free sample day on Saturday, he says to me. I'm never going to have to worry about that one too much, I don't think. So if you're doing anything above free samples at Costco on Saturday, honestly, you're living large, let me tell you, because I'm pretty sure that's where our plans are falling at this point. Oh, my goodness. I just love my kids. They're a trip every single day. Was there anything fun on the agenda yesterday, or basically same old in the Finn house?
So let me fill you in on this. Here's the thing. I'm assuming it's because of my ADD. But when I get to the point where I'm looking forward to something, I generally cannot concentrate on anything else.
Yes.
And it's really stupid, and it's really geeky, and it's really nerdy, but I'll just confess it, okay? If there's something like a movie or a TV show or an album or something that I'm really looking forward to, it's almost always entertainment related. Almost always. Until I actually see or hear that thing, I'm inconsolable. Forget it.
No, I understand. Cannot,
all right. So, like a few weeks ago, I really wanted to see Godzilla Minus One.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. It took about 2 weeks to finally see it. When we did, it was like, whew, wow. Finally.
Right.
Like, finally got, okay.
Are you ever disappointed, though, at the end, after you've built up all this anticipation, or is it just a relief that you've actually kind of checked it off your list, you've been able to see or hear it?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Sometimes it's with Godzilla, it wasn't. I mean, it was phenomenal. Okay.
Sure.
But sometimes, I know exactly what you're saying, you build up those expectations so much.
That's what I do. And then I'm disappointed at the end.
Nothing can possibly meet those expectations. So there's a new season of True Detective that's going to be out on January 14th. So the countdown has begun. It's less than 10 days now. Okay. All right. So, but I can't, I mean, I'm so looking forward to it, and it, I'm trying to stay away from any type of spoilery type of thing. Jodie Foster is in the new
season. She's amazing.
And it's set in Alaska, and it's like, oh, man. And the first season of True Detective was so fantastic.
I've seen the trailers / previews, whatever you want to call them, but it looks phenomenal. I mean, and sometimes I get disappointed by trailers, right? Because I'll see a movie or something that I really want to see based on the trailers, and then as soon as I'm like 10 minutes in, I realized they put all their best stuff into the trailer, and now I'm stuck there for like the next two or three or four, because that's how movies roll now, and then I'm really kind of sad that I'm at the theater and not doing something else with my life.
I know what you're saying. They go over the top now with trailers because they just put too much information in them,
right?
And then it's almost like they have a greatest hits of that movie that they're showing for the trailer, and then you go to see the movie and you've seen all the best parts.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's weighing heavily on my mind, Maddie. And it will. And here's the thing. There's only six episodes.
Okay.
Of True Detective.
So it's short, too.
It's very short, you know. I don't know how long each episode is.
Right.
But at the same time,
that'll go by.
Yes, it's going to go by fast, and then you're stuck waiting for like another new season.
Yeah, exactly. So when something like that happens, when I'm so anxious for something, and I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs,
right,
I try to do anything that will get my mind off it. Now, you know, usually we have the dog walking that we do every day. There's usually that, hanging out with our son, you know, doing some of that. When I'm not doing that, I'm trying to do anything that will take my mind off of the thing I'm looking forward to. So I'll put in any kind of movie, and nothing will satiate that,
right,
that what you need, you know, because you know what it is you're looking forward to. So it's like, forget that.
Yes.
Well, okay. So then there's errands. I'm in need of new clothing. Okay. So there's that. And Chris had to return.
Yeah, but that's not fun.
No, it really isn't.
That's not fun.
It's excruciating. And then there's the trip to Ireland, which is coming up. But that's still a few months away. But there's still things that need some new clothing for that. And also there's the whole exchange of currency.
Yes. You
know, switching U.S. dollars out to, I think it's pounds that we're going for with that one. But
well, there's some things to take your mind off of True Detective's release in 10
days.
I mean, nine days. Okay. Yes.
How
9 days. Yes. Because it's the 5th.
My head will explode. I don't know.
So let me ask you, though, is this a show that releases everything all at once, or is it episode by episode on a certain day? I mean, can you like sit down and binge watch the whole thing, or can you at least drag it out for 6 weeks?
I think we can drag it out for 6 weeks because it's on Max. So usually they drop, I think they drop on Sunday nights.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because some, you know, because that's the weird part about the streaming platforms now, too. When there's these new shows or new seasons of shows, and I put seasons in air quotes because I don't really understand how seasons work anymore with the streaming platforms.
Yeah,
it's very bizarre. Mm-hmm. It's whenever they get everything ready to roll and done. That's when the season starts for that particular show. Some of them drop everything all at once. So then you just have to sit there and binge watch, right? And then some of them, like what we were talking about, drop a new episode each week. Which is really hard, especially when you're in anticipation of really wanting to see the show and find out what happens next. But again, it prolongs the excitement because instead of sitting down on that Sunday and watching all 6 episodes and then being like, now what do I do with my life? At least, you know, for 6 weeks, you're like, ooh, there's another one coming out. Ooh, today's the day kind of thing. So I can understand that.
At least this is just 9 days. I remember when Lost was on and there would be a season finale
and then a hiatus because
like 4 or 5 months without that was excruciating. It's just my weirdo sensibility. I don't know what it is.
Especially when you
it's
get just, into something. I understand that. Dexter and I are kind of the same way right now with The Boys because we really it's a gory kind of Marvel type show if you've ever watched it. And I know a lot of people really do love it. Other people are like, how do you watch that? We find it intriguing. I mean, it is what it is, right? We really loved the show. And then they started working on new episodes for their new quote-unquote season. And then the writer's strike happened. And then the SAG strike happened. So everything got shut down. And I don't know where they were in the process of making new episodes. I believe they were still taping new episodes, which means most work probably stopped. And so now I think it's probably going to be several months before we get to see new episodes of The Boys. So that one I've just kind of laid dormant because I know that with the writer's strike and the Screen Actor Guild strike, there's a lot of things, like things that I was looking forward to that have been pushed to the back burner now, or at least are going to come out a lot later than they anticipated. So I'm trying to just hold out for some of that stuff. And Dexter and I just had the conversation yesterday about how we have to pick up our winter viewing habits. And right now, his whole goal is to get through Succession this winter. Now, here's the thing, though. Yes, I know. I'm very excited. And we're going to go back and start from the beginning because it's been so long since we've watched those first few episodes. But what we want to do is get Max out of the house. At least Dexter wants to get Max out of the house because, well, his brother's a little loud when he gets excited about games and things that are happening in real sports and his bets are hitting and all of that. So he doesn't want any distractions. He also knows that his dad's going to be working on the road a lot. And then he really gets annoyed with Corey simply because Corey will come home He won't watch all of the episodes with us, right? Like, let's start there. He won't get to watch maybe episodes 1, 2, and 3 with us. But then he'll come home halfway through episode 4 of something.
And then he has questions.
Then we have to stop everything to explain it to him to catch up. And then he's asking us questions throughout. Now, who's that guy? No, see, now this is not fun because now you're interrupting us. And we always only have so much time at night because of my bedtime routine, right? So we have to try to get in as many episodes as we can. And then when there's questions being asked and we have to explain things, then we're missing out on valuable watching time or we're missing small details in the show. Not that we mind helping him out. It just interrupts the flow of what we have going on.
I know what you're saying.
And so it gets a little annoying. But it's a show that I feel like Corey would probably like just based on the limited viewing time that we already have had on it. I just don't want to be the one to have to go through and explain it to him from scratch. You know, like every time he comes home and rejoins us somewhere in the middle of a season or in an episode. I don't want to do that. And Dexter is adamant that that will not be happening.
I totally understand. My mother used to be horrible with that. You'd watch a movie and she'd be like, well, who's that guy? And what happened? Why is he doing that? And
Corey and your mom have a lot in common, honestly. Yeah, exactly. Kind of sounds like watching with him. Oh, man.
So now, are you typically a binge watcher or do you like to extend it so treat it like it's a delicious souffle and just kind of take it?
It depends on how into it I am. It depends on how into it. If it's one of those shows that I just can't get enough of, I'm a little insatiable. Like I just want to keep watching, you know? Mm-hmm. I would be one of those people who literally, and I understand how it happens, where you stay up for days on end doing nothing but snacking and watching TV. I totally get how that happens. Now, I have a little bit more self-control than that. I'll be like, all right, it's like 1 a.m. I should probably get some sleep because, Aspie's going to wake me up no matter what. So we have to get moving on this. But it depends on what it is and how into it I am. Now, there have been shows that have been, you know, maybe like sitcom type shows or even Hacks with Gene Smart, which you and I talked about. I love that. Yeah. That was one that I was able to basically get done in 3 days because I had no interruptions at all. And I really enjoyed it so much that I would in the afternoon, if I had time to watch a quick episode, I would. And then I would go do a bunch of stuff that I needed to get done. And then at night, after I'd get dinner made, when nobody else is joining me in the living room and I have the entire 80-inch TV all to myself, which happens rarely, I would turn it on and I would watch it, you know, and I'd watch 3 or 4 episodes. Now, I tend to do that obviously on the weekends, though, because then I have a little bit more time to do so. So it really depends on what it is. There's some stuff that I'm like, yeah, I'll watch an episode or two now, and then I'll come back to it like 4 weeks from now and pick up where I left off, just because it's not holding my, I enjoy it, but it's not holding my attention as much as other things.
It's not as suspenseful as some of the other shows. Now, is that a show for you? Because we have shows in the household. We have shows that we all watch together and that we all enjoy. And then I think each of us individually has shows that no one is really interested in.
Like Hacks?
She's not. There's a whole bunch of shows that I watch that she's not interested in, and Downton Abbey and The Crown.
Yeah, I can't
those
get
are
into
not
those.
Shows that I'm gonna. Be
I can't
watching.
Get into so, those. Yeah. No, like Hacks is one that Dexter will come into the living room. That's just one I'm using as an example. And if it's on, he'll sit down and watch a little bit of it, and then because of the humor, it's not quite, you know, his cup of tea. Or whatever, he'll watch a little bit. He might get a chuckle here and there. He'll go back to his room. Maybe he'll come out a little bit later and watch. Corey is, I have to say, my husband is a good sport, though, because usually, unless it's a documentary or an old game show, whatever's on and Dexter and I are watching or just I'm watching, whatever it may be, he just kind of plops down and watches things, which is, again, where it gets annoying because then we have to explain things. There's not much to explain when Gene Rayburg has been dead for like 35 years. Just saying. So I don't have to. Too much to keep up on with Match Game 64. But at the same time, he's a pretty good sport because whatever is on, he pretty much just gravitates toward. And he really did enjoy Hacks. Like he got to see a few episodes of that one with me because of when I would would start a new one. And I gave him a quick synopsis and then shushed him because I didn't want to miss anything. And the episodes he did watch with me, he's like, that's not bad. Plus, he's a huge Jean Smart fan. He thinks she's brilliant and funny. So he can get into that easily. And that one's pretty easy to follow the plot, right? That the writing on it is brilliant. It's awesome. It's quick-witted. It's fast, though, but you can pretty much follow what's going on without a lot of, you know, turns and twists and all of that kind of stuff. So he could keep up with that one. Succession, I have a funny feeling if he doesn't start from the beginning, he's going to be lost very quickly.
Yeah, you pretty much have to watch that one play out from episode to episode. Yes. That's cool, though. People that are able to do that, they can just sit down and just watch anything.
I know.
And, like, I don't have that gene, but Taylor, my oldest son, he is like that, where he'll just sit down and he doesn't care if it's Sex and the City or anything. He doesn't care. He'll just sit and watch it. I'm not that way. It's like, if it doesn't hold my attention, I'm out. I'll go watch something else or read a book. You know?
See, and if Corey starts watching something that I'm not super interested in, we don't really have a lot of other options in our house for places to go. Mm-hmm. So I'll just grab a laptop and I'll start working on things that I know need to get done, or I'll grade Dexter's papers or whatever for school, or I'll start doing stuff like that. So I'm like kind of listening, but I'm not 100% focused on anything that's happening on the screen. And honestly, with my husband's choice in TV, I get a lot done in those few hours. I really, really do. There's a lot that can happen and get done. The stuff he likes is just not my cup of tea. And I told you, now we're into disguising documentaries as historical movies. So that's what we do now. And we watch all sorts of events that once happened, only it's being actor portrayed now, which, you know, is fine. I don't really have that much of a problem with it.
That's why you watched all the President's Men, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But there's
two great actors there.
Yes, that's a great movie. Yeah. I've seen that movie so many times just because of my majors in college, because that was the movie they always pulled out. I could basically recite that one, but it's a great movie. But it's just funny to me because I was like, it's still a documentary, technically. You know this, right? Like, technically, it's still some sort of documentary.
To be fair, maybe Corey would rather watch Dustin Hoffman and Robert Redford as opposed to Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward.
I get it. They're a little bit more charismatic the first go-around, anyway. I don't know, though. I mean, you look at Bernstein and he's still pretty charismatic. So, I don't know. They both got some swag to them after all these years, but it's fine. I'll just
is there
do
anything
my own
that
thing.
Surprised you, like if it's been one of the boys' shows or Corey's shows where you expected that you weren't going to like it and then oddly you find yourself
honestly with Dexter, because he made me watch the first like 10 minutes of a trailer of it, and I was like, isn't this like Evil Marvel? Like this seems kind of like a ripoff of Evil Marvel. And then in the trailer everything was blood and guts and gore, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to do this. And he's like, you just have to watch the first episode. So here I was, and Dexter is adamant, because if I try to do what I do with his dad by pulling out the laptop, you're not paying attention is what I get, you know. And I'm fair. So I told you I'd give it a fair shake, so I'll put it back. And so once we got into like the first 25 minutes, I was like, this show is actually pretty brilliant. I mean, it's just a whole different, if you don't like Marvel, that's what I think we love about it, is it's Marvel-esque, but at the same time, the writing is sharper than it was, especially, you know, with all of these latest MCU TV shows and movies that have come out. The writing is crisper. It's sharper. The characters are really, really pretty developed and still developing, which is kind of crazy. And that's what I appreciated about it. I mean, yeah, it's kind of bloody. It's kind of gory. But whatever. You get used to it.
Cool.
Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, we talked about it a little earlier. Clouds sticking around today, 35 for a high. Cloudy tonight, we could see some flurries towards tomorrow morning with a low near 27. And then tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow possible, especially in the morning. Could make things a little slick, so just be on the lookout if you do have plans. 34 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 24. 7:36 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, happy Friday. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Well, Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:39 right now. And Finn, before we jump in here to talk about our New Year's resolutions once again, because, well, there's still some people who are holding strong 5 days into the new year. Got those resolutions working for them. I do want to remind you that we have birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just a few minutes, and it is a big celebrity weekend list. But if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you need to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, on to those resolutions, because the holiday insanity is over. If the holiday decorations are still up, might be a good weekend to take them down. It's a little quiet. 2024, basically a blank slate at this point, right? And yet, people online are already back to complaining about their pet peeves. Well, that's what we like to do online. We think that we can say anything. Mostly regarding grammar. Now, this is right up my alley, because I'm a grammar person, and mine's not always perfect, trust me. But at the same time, I'm one of those nerdy people who love to diagram sentences when I was in school. Yeah. So if you're a little loose with your grammar, you can work on these things and shut those people up. Here are the main ones that people are bringing up for, you know, maybe changing up how you speak or write. When people say irregardless instead of just regardless, that's a big one. That's like a double negative, honestly. And so you actually mean completely opposite of what you're saying when you say irregardless. Yeah, that one bothers me. Oh, this is a good one too. Mixing up prostate, which is the gland, and prostrate, which is actually a position.
different things there.
Those are completely different. Yes. People using whenever when they should be using when, like saying whenever I was doing laundry on Tuesday. No, that's not correct. When people say on accident instead of by accident, and I have to watch myself on this one because I do say on accident once in a while, and then I have to correct myself because I'll be like, no, I know that that is actually by accident, and my high school English teacher would frown at me at that point in time.
Yes.
I had the best high school English teacher, by the way, Diana Goldhammer. She was just the best. She was 6'4". She'd played volleyball in college, and she had this long blonde hair, and we called her Goldie, and she was just absolutely the best, and we were her first teaching job, so she was super young when she was with us, and we just loved that woman. She's still a great friend of mine to this day. People using utilize when they should just be using the word use, which ended up being kind of a tongue twister this morning, but I think you get what I mean. When someone writes people that instead of people who, that's a big one for me as well. This is one too. When people say nuclear instead of saying nuclear, or familiar instead of familiar. I also have a pet peeve when people say birthday instead of birthday. That's a huge one for me. Huge one. That one just drives me absolutely
bad. We've had some former presidents that have had some problems with some of these.
Yeah, we sure have. And then, as always, mixing up their, T-H-E-I-R, their, T-H-E-R-E, then, of course, their, meaning they are. Now, people did note in this particular survey that those other people in the world who correct grammar errors is just as bad as people who make them. Correcting other people's grammar is too much like being kind of like Ross from Friends, because he was always correcting people. Uh-huh. You don't want to be the know-it-all in the group either, so you have to quietly, like, basically smolder inside when people are making those types of errors, and you know it, and you're a grammar person. Now, some people don't care, and I get that, but, you know, there's some of us who really enjoy diagramming sentences as a high school student.
Well, and again, I suppose it depends on how you tackle it, because, I mean, nobody likes a know-it-all. So,
right.
I mean, if you come across like a know-it-all, then it's going to annoy people. But if you handle it tactfully, in a tactful manner, then,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, the only people that I really correct now are my kids, because I don't want them to go through life saying stupid things. I want them to act, you know, so I will correct my kids, and I do it in a way I'll be like, dude, no, like say it like this, or it makes more sense if you do it like this.
Just because everybody else is being stupid doesn't mean you have to be stupid.
Right. Yeah. But I can do that with my kids because they're my kids.
That's what we get when we're parents. That's
exactly.
Our option. Yeah.
I want you to go through life sounding like an intelligent, rational human being, not like one of our like former presidents, right? Like, you know, mispronouncing words all over the place. It's fine. That's an interesting list. So maybe instead of, you know, like full-fledged workouts, upping the gym membership, maybe we should all get on board with making a New Year's resolution to do better with our grammar. I mean, all of us could stand to do that. And I think social media, as you and I have talked, it's so loosey goosey with social media, right? And we use so many acronyms now, and we use emojis to convey emotion, and we don't use proper punctuation.
LOLs and OMGs.
There's slang for everything. So I think our grammar in this world has really taken a hit just because of how we text and we talk in our messages and on social media, unfortunately. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some flurries, maybe some light snow tonight into tomorrow. Temperature is going to hang out the mid-30s, though. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gammon Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday, we have our antique consignment auction ending. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. There's a preview at our auction facility on Monday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Again, that is the January antique consignment auction ending beginning Tuesday, January 9th at 10 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also next week, we will have two drop-off days for our January farm consignment auction. Tuesday the 9th, we're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, and similar items from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at a Reedsburg auction facility. And also on Friday, January 12th, we're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, ATVs, lawn and garden items, and much more for our January farm consignment auction. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team hit the road and came back with a 63-50 win over Edgewood. Also in boys hoops from a night ago, Reedsburg tops McFarland on the road, 65-61. And Sauk Prairie falls at home, Stoughton with a 78-62 win over the Eagles. Portage Wrestling able to get the win over Mount Horeb Barneveld last night, 46-32, the final in that duel. Today is quiet for Baraboo, but tomorrow the wrestlers will be at an invite at Brookfield Central High School starting at 9 a.m. Girls and boys basketball will both be competing at the Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The girls will take on DC Everest at 12:35, and then the boys will play Richland Center at 2:20. And boys hockey tomorrow will be out at Pierce Park hosting McFarland at 7. RWD boys hockey in action tonight as they're going to be at Edgewood at 7 o'clock. Then the Reedsburg girls basketball team is going to be hosting Mount Horeb tomorrow at 11:30. And the boys hoop squad also will be competing at the Fiserv Forum. 4 o'clock, it's going to be Portage and Reedsburg playing there in Milwaukee. Sauk Prairie tonight, boys hockey at home welcoming Stoughton at 7. Then the girls basketball team will also be home as Edgewood will be at the South Gymnasium starting at 7:15. Sauk Prairie will be hosting our huge wrestling invite tomorrow with a bunch of schools from all around the area attending. 9:15 is when that gets started, and the boys swimmers for Sauk Prairie will be heading to an invite in Madison. And for Portage tomorrow, the wrestlers will be at Sycamore High School starting at 9 a.m. for an invite. In addition to boys basketball playing at the Fiserv Forum at 5 o'clock, immediately following that, it's going to be the girls team taking on Horicon also at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, right around a 5:40 start time for that one. Bucks get back in the win column, 125-121 last night against the San Antonio Spurs. 44-14 for Giannis Antetokounmpo, added 7 assists as well for the game. Also a double-double for Damian Lillard. He had 25 points and 10 assists, and they'll remain on the road going to Houston. They'll take on the Rockets tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We got a look at the Green Bay Packer injury report and some good news from a wide receiver standpoint, as Jaden Reed has been limited in practice for the last couple of days. Christian Watson also limited, and Dontavian Wicks was a full participant yesterday. AJ Dillon, Rudy Ford, Elton Jenkins, Isaiah McDuffie, as well as Preston Smith are the five players who have yet to see the practice field this week. Team, of course, is preparing for that Sunday matchup against the Bears. Win, and the Packers are in the postseason. Lose, and there's a remote possibility they could still get in. But again, a win will ensure it. They're going to be at home hosting the Bears 3:25 on Sunday. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today. Our high right around 35 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy. We see a few flurries toward morning. Our low down to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow. Won't be much accumulation, but could be enough to make things a little slick. Our high tomorrow, 34. If you need help with back taxes, give Tax Solutions Now a call. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
99.7.
7:49 right now with Prince on Max FM.
I was working part time in a five and dime. So look here, I put on the back of my bike, you know. We went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. There's something about the clouds and her. She knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret. And if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret. I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. This baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then, love
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:53 right now. And Finn, we have some celebrating to do this morning with our birthday list. There it is. I found it. I have so many things open on this screen right now as I get ready for Chris Hovel and Bears and everything else that we do here on the morning show. There we go. We're ready. Of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Trust me, you have plenty of time because even taking this list down to just the bare minimum big recognizable names, Wow, we were busy people at some point in this world coming into January, I'm telling you. We're going to start at the first name on this list, I guess. They're not numbered, but number one, since it's the first name. Suki Waterhouse, who plays Karen on Daisy Jones and the Six. She's also Queen's sister Cecily of York on the Stars, The White Princess. She is celebrating her 32nd birthday. She's Sam Waterhouse's daughter, I believe, right? I'm pretty sure on that one. Kristen Cavallari, who was on Laguna Beach in the Hills. Yes, we all remember her.
The
reality shows that weren't reality shows, but actually were reality shows. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she divorced her former NFL quarterback husband. Packers fans, you know this name, Jay Cutler, back in 2020. She is celebrating her 37th birthday. January Jones is also on this list. She plays Melissa on Last Man on Earth. You know, also know her as Betty Draper on Mad Men and Emma Frost in X-Men First Class. She is 46. Bradley Cooper is celebrating a birthday this weekend. He starred on the screen with Lady Gaga. That was a big thing. A Star is Born. Remember when everybody thought that they were like a couple because of their on-screen chemistry and all of that good stuff? He was an American Sniper. He was Phil in the Hangover movies, Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. 49 for Bradley Cooper. I think he's a super talented guy, honestly.
Now, you know what? I don't think they have announced the Oscar nominations yet, have they?
Because I think
I'm betting he's going to get nominated for Maestro.
Probably. I mean, he's got an incredible resume, and his acting skills are kind of all over the board. I mean, you just heard me mention some of the movies he's been in. He's done comedy. He plays a raccoon's voice. I mean, he was up for Oscar for A Star is Born. I mean, I think he's pretty talented. Marilyn Manson also celebrating a birthday this weekend. 55 years old for Marilyn Manson. What more can you say about him, huh? Yeah. The resume's been a little diluted with some of the other accusations against him recently.
He's been in the news recently and not for the good.
No, definitely not. Kiriana Nabu, who's a judge on Dancing with the Stars, she was also one of the dancers in the 1995 stripper classics Showgirls. Boy, that was quite
cinematic.
The movie.
Genius there.
It is right there. She's 56. Kate Schellenbach, who plays was Luscious Jackson, the drummer for Luscious Jackson, I'll get it right yet, and the original drummer for the Beastie Boys. She's celebrating her 58th birthday this weekend. There's so many actors and actresses, sometimes I get confused on what they actually are and versus musicians, and anyway, it's a big thing. Clancy Brown, he's one of the guys that you love to hate. He played the brutal prison guard, Captain Hadley, in the Shawshank Redemption, and the bad guy Christopher Lambert has to take down in the first Highlander movie. But let's not forget, he's also the voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants, probably his biggest and most important role of all time, right? He is 65 years old. Pamela Sue Martin, star from the old school Nancy Drew mystery. She was also Blake's daughter, Fallon Carrington, on the original Dynasty. She is 71 this weekend.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I know, it's
time.
Been a while.
Gonna
it's
have
been
to
a while.
IMDb and see what she's been up to lately.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have time to do that this morning. Sometimes I like to try to do that,
plate.
But there was a lot of prep work this morning, and trust me, as we go through this list, you'll understand why. Yeah. Ted Lang, Isaac the bartender on Love Boat, is 76 this weekend. Diane Keaton is also celebrating. Love her. She played Michael Corleone's second wife in the Godfather movies, and then went on to win an Oscar for starring in Woody Allen's Annie Hall. I know she's gotten a lot of flack about that over the years, just because of Woody Allen and some of his various views on life, but I love Diane Keaton. Nonetheless, she is celebrating her 78th birthday. Let's see, who else do we have? This is a big one. Legend Robert Duvall is celebrating this weekend.
Wow.
He is 93. I'm not going to go through every movie that I have listed here.
Talk about a resume, man.
Right? We'll be here all freaking day if I do that, but let's name some of them. The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, MASH, The Untouchables, The Natural, Colors, Days of Thunder, Newsies, Falling Down, A Family Thing, Sling Blade, The Man Who Captured Eichmann, The Apostle, The Gingerbread Man, Deep Impact, Gone in 60 Seconds, John Q, Assassination Tango, Gods and Generals, Lucky You, Secondhand Lions, Thank You for Smoking, We Own the Night, Get Low, Crazy Heart, Jane Mansfield's Car, Jack Reacher, and The Judge. Again, I parsed down the resume and left
that's
a lot
not
off
the full
of there.
List of credits.
No,
there?
That is not even that's not even half of them, quite honestly. Yeah. But yeah, legend celebrating his 93rd. Irina Shayk, who is the Russian Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She made her acting debut as The Rock's wife in Hercules. She is 38 years old, and she was actually in a relationship with Bradley Cooper, who, as we mentioned, is also celebrating this weekend. Mm. And then they broke up, and a lot of people think it's because of Lady Gaga and The Star is Born. Turns out the relationship was actually shaky even before that, according to the Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. Kate McKinnon, SNL comedic genius. I know she's not on the show anymore, but she'll always be SNL to us, right?
Yeah.
She's so good. 40 years old for her this weekend. Eric Trump, President Trump's son, of course, and Twitter cheerleader, honestly. He's also celebrating his 40th birthday. Eddie Redmayne is also celebrating this weekend. You know him from the Fantastic Beasts movies. He also won an Oscar as Stephen